Hi, Jane. Happy to speak to you. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy for the time, Chris. Thank you. And, you know, I was lucky enough to chat with you before your last amazing show at Levi's Stadium.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And, you know, every time that I've had a chance to talk with you, Chris, I've always been struck by one thing, which is you're so lovely and you're so kind and generous with your time and your spirit. And in the most complimentary way, you're almost a little bit of a reserved English gentleman. And then you go on stage and you absolutely explode in this spectacular performance every time. What do you think it is about your personality that has those two different sides?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to remember our interview last year.
Our interview last year was you were very interested in my musical taste and you were very intrigued by the fact that I like Susie and the Banshees and The Cure and Depeche
Mode.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Okay, now I remember. Okay. Okay, now I've faced it. All right, Jay, now I know who you are. All right, thanks. Well, in answer to your question, I'm going to give you the honest answer, is that my job when we go on stage or when we're doing any kind of music is just to kind of get out of the way and let whatever's going to come through, come through. Because I am a reserved English gentleman in some ways, but I don't feel like I make the music. It just sort of gets sent through. I can't really explain it better than that. Like being a fisherman.
I love that. Like being a fisherman. Like you throw out the hook and you have the bait and then you wait for something to bite.
Yeah, you don't make the fish, and it's like, you know, if you surf, you don't make the wave. It's the same kind of thing. And so on stage I just let something else take over, and I love to do that. But I don't feel I could tell you where it comes from, really.
Another person that I was able to talk to earlier this week was The Edge from U2. They were talking about their new music. And he told me that when U2 are writing and they're in the studio, they have this phrase, they call it God walking into the room, when they just feel like they got something cool or something really keepable. When you are on stage, Chris, or when you're writing, when you're in the studio and you have that moment that you just described of letting something else take over, do you have a phrase for it? Do you have a feeling that you can describe, or is there a personal thought or a moment when you think, oh my God, that's it, that's what I was hoping for?
Yeah, when something great happens to us, we say you too just walked in the room. isn't Edge great? What a sweet man.
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful person. And I feel like there are so many comparisons between you and U2. I feel like that you are also a band that does good things for the world. I saw the song that you did for Houston just now. That was so phenomenal. I feel like you're so in touch with the emotions of the world and you're able to use your band for so much good. That has to feel important to you.
Well, I don't know how to comment on that. That's a very sweet thing to say. But going back to U2, I was talking with Bill after the creative director about this yesterday. You know, because they're, 17 years older than us, they've been doing it that much longer. When we were children, we were looking at all of our favorite bands, and something about U2 and something about REM just really struck us in terms of how they treated each other and how they operated as a group. And I'd say we're still really following in their wake in many ways, but the main way being how they work as a gang and a brotherhood, and it's really inspiring.
That's lovely, and that's a huge compliment to pay them that I'm sure that they would gratefully accept. And like I said, I mean it so sincerely, Chris. The last show when you guys were here, every single time I've ever seen you, it's just such a spectacular performance, and it's so heartfelt, and I feel like your band is good for the world, and I'm grateful for you and for Coldplay, and we can't wait to have you back October 4th at Levi's Stadium.
Jeez, I wish you were our publicist, but thanks. Thanks a lot. You're very sweet, Jim. Well, I look forward to seeing you there, okay?
Thank you so much. You absolutely will. And I hope you have a great rest of your day, Chris.
Can you play something by The Cure, please?
Yes, I will. And I will dedicate it to you.
All right, Jane. See you soon. Take care.